Hi, my friends. Today is December 6, 2020, and this episode is a brief follow-up to the one I launched on November 18th called I Canceled Myself, when I woke up to all of my social media on Facebook and Instagram being removed from me. And you haven't heard from me since then because I also got the flu. When it rains, it pours, and I've been so sick. This has been quite the doozy. And my son also got COVID, but I'll unfold it for you now. But I just want to give you a heads up. This is not a full episode because I am just now starting to turn a corner and feel like I can start working again. But I do know a lot more of what happened, and I have a sequential order to share with you. So I wanted to do that briefly for you, and you could hear my voice, although it still doesn't quite sound like me, and know that I do miss you. I was planning on still launching weekly episodes, but I got sicker than I've been in many, many, many years. So here's what happened. So as you know, if you listened to the I Canceled Myself episode, on November 18th, I woke up to being locked out of all of my social media. And as I have a tendency of doing, I took full responsibility immediately because I had posted something not so nice about a former president who has decided to run again on social media a few days prior. And so I thought, surely I had done this to myself and this was my fault. And without even giving it much time or thinking it through much, I just jumped and took responsibility because I like to be that person that takes responsibility. And it still could have could have ignited this flame against me, absolutely. So I'm still taking responsibility. But I took all the responsibility on myself without fully understanding what had happened and why I was being locked out and the severity of it. So I'm still trying to figure things out, right? My sister's an admin on my Plus Mommy Facebook account, and she gets a notification of I don't even want to say these words the way it's written in all of my warnings because it's so just awful, but being inappropriate with children basically is what it says. I have screenshots and you can go to plusonmymommy.com and see it all. There are certain words I don't even want to say these days. And so I was just kind of in shock by that because I'm like, how was a political post that had nothing to do with children associated with children? So I finally figured it out. I finally went on to my business Facebook page that is still up, but I have zero access to it, and I saw my cover photo had been removed. And then that made sense that the alert was against my cover photo. So my cover photo was of a very plus-size mom wearing a sports bra and workout leggings, sitting doing yoga with weights with a daughter, I'd say about eight, wearing black leggings and a black sports bra, but like covering her body, but still there was a little bit of skin showing. So I now understand that that photo was mass reported. And when something is mass reported, usually Facebook's AI system will pick it up. And because a very large person has so much skin and there's a young child, it was immediately taken down. And my whole counts, everything connected to my personal Facebook account since I posted the photo, meaning all of my Instagram accounts because Meta owns Facebook and Instagram, everything was immediately removed, like on a permanent ban for childhood, I'll just say exploitation, basically, which is horrifying. Nothing I would ever, ever in a million years be a part of, right? Like, just to know that my name, like my phone number, all of my backup accounts, anything connected to my personal cell phone is now attached to this via Meta. And it was humiliating and awful, but then also it was like, okay, well, clearly that photo is not that. It's not that at all. Like, in a million years, yes, the sports bra of the plus-size woman is kind of low-cut, but, like, it's nothing inappropriate. And, again, you can see all the screenshots from Meta, all the photo and everything over on plusmommy.com. And so I was feeling a little relieved. Like, clearly I just need a human to see this photo and go, oh, this is not that. Now, it was likely mass reported because someone did not like my political post that was only on my lockdown personal page that my quote-unquote friends saw. So either one of my quote-unquote friends took a screenshot and put it in some kind of hate group against liberals, and then they went into attack my business, or the time just happened to be a coincidence and people attacked my cover photo of Plus Mommy, people who hate fat people, which I've had happen to me in numerous different ways. I've been attacked over the years by different groups. So that's not surprising to me. I'm still going to take the responsibility and ownership that I'm feeling it was very likely incited against me because of what I said politically. So I still take some responsibility. But clearly why I have been banned from Facebook and Instagram was because of that photo that is not inappropriate being reported as being like endangering children, which is just so infuriating. And I'm now 19 days locked out of all of my accounts during the most busiest time of the year as a blogger and podcaster. I missed Black Friday, early holiday shopping. I'm out thousands of personal dollars, business dollars. It's devastating. But it's very frustrating to know that this is all happening because of that photo, which I know there's nothing wrong with that photo. But rewind back. So the 18th, this all happens, right? I'm locked out of my accounts. I record the podcast episode. I canceled myself because I was taking responsibility for it all. And then later that night, I discovered that the photo had been removed. And then that made sense why the alert was on that account. And so I'm on the phone with Mia O'Malley, who, if you don't follow her, but you likely already do, you have to. She's incredible. She's a friend of mine and was just like, I had texted her and she was calling me and trying to support me. And meanwhile, my son had this cough, but we were supposed to go. My husband and I played Dungeons and Dragons that night. So I'm very responsible. And like, if my son like sneezes twice, I'm like, let's COVID test to make sure if we're going anywhere. But not thinking that he actually had COVID. I was just doing what I always do if we're going to be around family or friends or anyone really. If he has any symptoms, I'm going to test him. And he had this weird cough. So I'm on the phone with Mia and I walk back in where the test was. And all of a sudden I burst into tears. And then I'm sobbing on the phone with Mia. So the very same day, November 18th, when I lost access to Facebook and Instagram, my son tested positive for COVID for the first time ever, which is, if you followed me on Plus Mommy and Instagram, has been a huge fear of mine that it would come to our house and to experience it. And I knew it would happen eventually, but I just, you know, and here I am so stressed out about my business and what is happening, and my kid has COVID. So sweet Mia heard me break down crying. And so then I go into mom mode, right? Like, forget my business. I just got to make sure my kid's okay. So my kid gets set up with like his epic dream of having a TV in his bedroom, PlayStation in his bedroom. We went to the store and got him like, you know, like good snacks to fuel his body and fruits and vegetables. But we also got him like popcorn and like, because we wanted to make it kind of fun for him too, because he just had this cough at the time. So we didn't know how his symptoms would progress, but we knew we needed to quarantine him. So hopefully Chris and I wouldn't get it. And so my kid's like, this is cool. Like, I even heard him talking to his friends online, like, let my quarantine begin. And so it was kind of hopeful, like, okay, maybe my kid will just have a couple fun days in his room. By the next day, he's running higher fevers than he's had in very long, almost the highest ever. So I'm totally freaked out, but doing everything, like messaging the pediatrician, and they're like, oh, just treat it like a flu, it'll be fine. And I'm like, I'm a mother of an only child and I've never been through this. I need me more reassurance. And my pediatrician was like, it's going to be fine. And I'm like, okay, that's all I needed to hear. And I'm like, trying not to freak out, trying not to stress about the fact that like a huge portion of like our family's ability to make an income has been ripped away, and I just need to care for my son. So that's what I did. But by that evening, I knew I was getting sick, and I assumed it was COVID and that I was getting COVID for the first time. So I quarantined myself in the bedroom, the kid in his room, my husband's on the couch now. And by that night, Lynn, I knew it was bad. By the next day, I was very, very sick, but I was testing negative for COVID. And I spent about a week very, very ill. I got steroids from my doctor. I was just trying to do everything I could to get well and continuously testing negative for COVID. Meanwhile, a few days later, my kid was fine, right? These babies bounce back almost always, not always, I know, heartbreakingly so, but for most of the time, the kids are okay if they are overall healthy, right? So I felt so fortunate that my kid just ran a couple high fevers and had a cough and some congestion, and otherwise he was really okay. I was not okay. I was very, very, very sick. High fevers, nausea, like every single COVID symptom, except for I kept taste and smell, and couldn't really function or work. And so my mom was supposed to come out for my birthday, and she'd booked like this day spa for us, and it was going to be like this nice little getaway. And I wasn't going to have her come out because here, my kid's still recovering from COVID. I now have what we're saying is a flu, or my doctor said either flu or bacterial or viral infection. We did a telehealth visit, so I didn't do that testing. But I was testing negative for COVID. And my mom was just going to come out at another time. But I just said to her, and here I am, like, she's coming out on my birthday when I'm turning 43. I was like, I just need my mom. So she's like, all right, I'm getting on the plane. And I did, like, hear my kid was so sick, and he's better now, but I'm still sick, and just everything with my business falling apart, and I just needed my mommy. So my mom comes out on the 29th, but the day before, on the 28th, I had a couple connections at Meta, which is Facebook. I had done a project with them in 2019. And so I thought, well, it's after Thanksgiving. I didn't want to message anyone around Thanksgiving because I'm, you know, polite and didn't want to bother anyone, even though like everything's falling apart. And I was still really sick too. So I sent an email to my Meta contacts on November 28th, just saying, hi, here's the situation. Here's the screenshots. It's this photo. There's nothing wrong with it. Please, please help me. Like, no matter what I did, I could not get my ticket on my end to go through on Facebook. They'd always say, submit this code, but never email or text me the code. So then my mom comes out on the 29th, and I'm still really sick, but I just needed my mom. And we spent time together, and it was just what I needed. And then on the 30th, I kind of did a little driving tour of Albuquerque for her, and we were at, and I was feeling better, and I was no longer contagious with the flu by the time she came out. I just still had this congestion and a bad cough that you won't hear because I will be editing it out every time I stop to cough. But we were driving around, and then we had stopped to get a drink, and she goes into the bathroom, and when she comes out, I'm just standing there sobbing. And so on the 30th, I heard back from my Meta contacts, and they said, oh, Jen, we're sorry this happened. We've submitted a ticket. So then I'm like, okay, everything's going to be okay now. Like, everything will be just fine. It'll all work out. And I'm feeling just so hopeful, and like, it's going to be fine. But here we are. December 6th, and I'm still locked out of everything. I did send a follow-up email yesterday on the 5th and just said, hi, sorry to be a bother, but I wanted to be like, my whole life's falling apart professionally. Can you please help me? But I was just like, any updates? And they said, no, we hadn't seen anything, but we'll add a note and get back to you. So yeah, we're 19 days in, and I still have access to nothing, and this was all initiated by a photo that does not go against their community guidelines, is not anything inappropriate, but it's a very large plus-size person. So I'm hopeful. I have like 11 more days before everything is permanently deleted. I am hopeful that everything will be reinstated very soon, And then I really want to have a much broader conversation with Facebook and Meta about what is happening to plus size creators. Because, well, yes, I will take that sidebar responsibility that likely something I said pissed off people. Still, what ultimately ended up getting me currently removed was just because the woman exists in a larger body, and so there was more skin. And that is wrong, right? Like, that is completely wrong, and that shouldn't have happened. If it was my words that got me banned, then I take responsibility, and that's a whole nother conversation. But I now know that it was the photo. So, and who knows, maybe something else will come out of this. Maybe there was another warning against my account. I'm not leaving anything out. I'm just telling you all I know so far. But what I do know is that it was that photo. And again, you can see all the screenshots and all the wording of everything over on plusmommy.com. So that's my update of like going, like losing this, losing access to the community, to you guys, feeling so sorry that we don't have one another, that I can't share all the fun stuff around the holidays too, and just be there for you too. And that also I got really, really sick. And so I just honestly needed to rest. I did a couple updates over on TikTok on Plus Mommy. I think there's like 3 videos. And so I'll still update there. But I wanted to also come on here and explain why you didn't have a new episode, because I literally had been sleeping and hardly functioning and just so sick. So I don't wish the flu or COVID on anyone. Apparently, my husband has an incredible immune system because he didn't get sick with either and took really good care of my son and I. And then my mom came out. So it's just been wild. It's been just so sad. I've been so, so sad. Like every day I wake up and I check my email and I try to get on socials and I just feel so disconnected from all of you. And it's heartbreaking. I know it's just social media, but when social media is like, has been your business for over a decade, to not have access to it and to be told you don't have access to it because of a photo that was interpreted of being inappropriate with children, when you are a mother and a childbirth educator and an advocate for women and pregnant people, and to know that that is what is being tied to you and why this has all been taken away from you, it's just devastating and infuriating. And so I don't know. Sometimes I feel like, oh, all this stuff, I learn every lesson the hard way. So I feel like all this stuff happens to me because I can create greater good, and hopefully I can help prevent this from happening to other plus size creators and even plus size people who are sharing their own images on social media. So hopefully a lot of good will come from this eventually. But today I'm suffering financially and emotionally, and it's just awful. It just sucks. And I'm sure everything will be okay in the long run. And I'm not asking anything from anyone. It's just I just am transparent. You know that about me. I just would be honest and share how this is impacting my family, and that it's really, really, really devastating. So yeah, I wish I had a great way to tie this up. Wait, let me check my phone right now. maybe there's like good juju and it'll be like, Jen, you have all your accounts back. We are so sorry. Nope. no new update, no email. But I hope next time you hear the episode, next Tuesday, it will be a very short update saying, I'm back, and now let's start a new episode. And it'll be very jovial and cheery and a celebration, and we can all do a virtual hug on social media together. But regardless, the show must go on. PlusSizeBirth.com, everything's still happening. I'm working behind the scenes there. There's a ton of content for you around plus size pregnancy. And then this Plus Mommy podcast will continue. Whether or not you see me on Instagram or Facebook as you once did. And I'm sure if I have to rebuild, I will. But I think I have to get like a whole new cell phone number. I don't think anything can be connected to me, which is because of this. because of why I'm being removed. And it's just so just awful to be accused of something that you would never, ever, ever be associated with is I feel so powerless. It feel and just to think of like all that I have done and given and worked towards on Facebook to build a massive community and all the ad revenue that has been made off of my work, and to know that I'm just shut down. So I'm really hopeful that my contacts help, but why there was a ticket opened on the 30th of November and still nothing has happened is just, it's a bit alarming. So yeah, I miss you all. I miss hanging out with you on social media. I miss feeling well. So yeah, it's been hard. I thought I'd have like this downtime to regroup and work on this course I've been wanting to build for a while, and I literally just laid in bed. And maybe I needed that too. Maybe I needed to rest. So yeah, I think we all sometimes need little breaks. Oh, I also wanted to tell you, when I did the download of my Facebook content, which you can do at any point, and I was encouraging people to do last week, it takes so many hours. It finally happened the next morning, but it really wasn't that much content. It was all my profile photos, but it wasn't all of my photos. It was like a handful of memories. So it wasn't everything that I had hoped it would be. So I definitely encourage you to just have backups of those images or anything that you really value that's on social media, or any videos or anything like that, because unless everything gets reinstated for me in 11 days, I will have lost everything as well. So there you have it. I don't have a awesome, exciting update. I have little updates that I do have a contact now at Meta, and that there has been a ticket open. And I just hope this all gets resolved soon and that we now know why. And again, you can see all the screenshots and everything at plusmommy.com. All right, my sweet friends, I miss you dearly. I am so sorry that this has all happened and kind of thrown everything upside down. And please stay well. There's so much happening out with different viruses and COVID numbers going up again. And trust me, you don't want any of this at your home. Oh, I did get a PCR test. I did go drive and I got like a rapid test to confirm that I didn't have COVID. It was so, like, I had all the symptoms, but I was way, way sicker than my son. So I still haven't had it. But the flu going around, I think there's flu A and B going around. It is awful. Highly not recommended. So take really, really, really good care of yourselves. I hope to be back. I miss you all, and I really wish you all the best. And until next time, friends, take care. Bye.